Good morning and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. We're so thankful that you have chosen to worship our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with us on this Palm Sunday. Before we begin our time of worship, just a couple brief announcements to highlight on the back of your bulletin. This week we will be taking part in the Holy Week services within the community. And April the 2nd, which is Thursday, we will be hosting a community Maundy service here at Trinity United Methodist Church. On Good Friday, April the 3rd, we will be participating in the Good Friday service at Shiloh in Helena, and we would invite everyone to be a part of those two services as we celebrate Holy Week and the upcoming Easter celebration next Sunday. Also, right after the worship service, we will be filling the eggs with candy, and this is for the Easter egg extravaganza, which will be next Saturday, April the 4th at 2 p.m. in Williams Park. And lastly, just a highlight, for the past several years, Mary and John Schutt have put up a cross out front of our church here, and they changed the black drape to white and decorate it with flowers. If you or anyone would be interested in helping or want to donate flowers this year, you can please see Mary Schutt. She was sitting in the back pew right over here to my right. Please make note of the other announcements and the calendar in your bulletin. And as God leads, be involved here within our church family, our congregation, as God leads you. If you would, please bow your heads and your hearts, and let's go before our King of Kings and Lord of Lords in prayer today. Gracious Heavenly God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the remembrance of Palm Sunday. We thank you for the celebration of what you embarked upon. And Father, we recognize that this week was a week filled with suffering for you. It was a week filled with agony for you. And yet we approach you today, acknowledging that Easter Sunday is coming. And we bless you for that. We expect you to do wonderful things, and we thank you for what you have been doing and what you are doing. We invite you into our holy presence here this morning. May you be glorified, may you be praised, and may you be exalted, and may you and only you be the one that is proclaimed today as we look to you, the light of the world, and the blessedness of you blessing each one of us with the light of life. Meet with us today. Send your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and impact our minds and to move our feet as we serve you. And we commit this in the wonderful and the gracious and the holy and the awesome name of Christ our King, we pray. Amen.
Oh, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Amen. As we stand and get ready to praise the Lord, we got so much to be thankful for. As you hold that palm leaf up in your hand, just turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus loves you. So aimless, my life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my true Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Then like a blind man, the guide me back inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more at night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Woo! I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more at night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light, no more in darkness, no more at night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrows inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Oh, praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Thank you, Lord. Let's give him a hand clap of praise for what he's done for us. Amen. Woo! The Lord's done so much for us. Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads, let us remember what you've done for us, Father, as we hold that palm leaf in our hand. And remember on Palm Sunday what it must have been like for you to enter that city. As you stood on the Mount of Olives and you looked over Jerusalem, and you knew what your future was. But you're okay with that because you loved us so much that you were going to give it all for us. So we would have a chance to know you and understand who you are, Lord. Father, let us seek that light. Let us remember what you've done for us because it's a marvelous light, Lord. In all things, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Once was fatherless, a stranger with no hope. Your kindness wakened me from my sleep. Your love, it beckons deeply, a call to come and die. By grace now I will come and take this life, take your life. Sin has lost its power, death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen, victoriously. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Dead heart now is beating, my deepest stains now clean. Your breath fills up my lungs, now I'm free, now I'm free. My dead heart now is beating, my deepest stains now clean. Your breath fills up my lungs, now I'm free, now I'm free. Sin has lost its power, death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen, victoriously. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. That I have found, oh, the marvelous light. this light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. It's a marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way.
As we bow our heads, Lord, we thank you for being the truth, for being the light, for being the way, Lord. For there isn't anything that you won't do for us. All you ever do is ask that we have a relationship with you. All you ever do is ask for us to let go of everything we've carried with us and just give it to you. All you ever ask is just for us to love you. And Lord, and you'll love us forever, and you want to have a relationship and spend forever with us. All we have to do is seek your light. Allow us to seek you. Allow us to worship you, Lord. For here I am to worship today. Let us worship you. Let us really let go of everything and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin.
Lord, as we bow our head one more time, Father, we'll never know how much it costs to see our sins upon that cross. Lord, but we're so thankful that you gave us that opportunity, for we don't ever have to carry anything with us ever again. We can lay everything to you. All we have to do is ask. Father, because you love us, we are your family. Allow us to seek your light. Allow your light to shine in us. Allow us to know that we're justified and that we're pure in you. There isn't anything that we need to carry with us. There isn't anything we need to worry about. And there isn't anything that you can't do for us. It doesn't matter how unworthy we feel. What matters is what you've done on that cross. On that day, as you looked over the city, you knew the future. Lord, we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do in our lives. We ask a special blessing over this service. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. This morning's reading from God's Word is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. If you're utilizing the Pew Bibles, you'll find this on page 1645. So follow along as we hear a reading from the Gospel of John, beginning in chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every person was coming into the world. May God bless the reading of his word. Okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Kids are precious. Precious. Absolutely precious. Well, let's go ahead and bow our heads and our hearts and go before the Lord. And I will offer a general prayer. Then we will all join together and pray the Lord's Prayer as we conclude. And if you need, the Lord's Prayer is printed in your bulletin and follow along that way as we close. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace and for your love. And Lord, we thank you for the testimonies that we've heard of your goodness, of your mercy, of your truth, of you just drawing people back unto yourself. Father, we bless you for that. We praise you for that. And we thank you for all that you are, all that you mean to each one of us, each and every blessed day that you grant all of us to live. We thank you for that. Father, we pause and we remember those who are struggling with illnesses and struggling physically, and we pray for your holy, powerful Spirit to come upon them and to strengthen their physical bodies, to anoint them with your very presence. And Father, may you sustain them, may you go before them, may you bless the doctors and nurses with the wisdom that only you have, for you knit us all together in our mother's womb, and we look to you, the divine physician, for those needs and for those concerns. Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world who are suffering persecution, and we pray for the Holy Spirit boldness to go before them, to empower them with your words of eternal truth, that you might just give them the joy of your Spirit, the unending, unspeakable joy. And Father, may we stand with them in prayer. May we uplift them into your very presence, and may you grant them favor, and may you just grant them utterances of the things that you would have them to speak. Your word tells us not to worry what we will say or do, but your Spirit will lead us, and your Spirit will tell us those things that we are to talk and to share with others. And so we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Just bless them this day. And Father, we bless you for so many good things. We bless you for the ministries that are taking place here at Trinity. And we bless you for the opportunity to carry the good news to people, to share it with them, the gospel of light, the gospel of Christ. And we pray specifically for the Easter extravaganza next Saturday. We pray that you would just be in the midst of that, that you would draw children out, that they might hear the gospel of reconciliation, the good news of what you came to do, Jesus. You came to shed your blood for our salvation, for our mistakes. And so, Father, we bless you for that and the wonderful opportunity. We ask you to minister unto others in and through us each and every waking moment, each and every blessed day. And so, Father, we commit all these cares and concerns unto you. We just bless you for the wonderful opportunity and the tremendous privilege to carry the light, the word of truth, with us as we go. May we remember those saints who are struggling and those who are going forward against difficulty each and every day. And Jesus, we bless you for all that you are. And we lift this to you, and we all join together in praying the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we continue this time of worship with the giving of our tithes and offerings, if the ushers would please come, may we give back a portion of what God has blessed us with.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home.
This morning we celebrate Palm Sunday. Jesus entered Jerusalem on this day to the shouts of adoration and acclamation from the crowds that had gathered. Jesus was beginning his last week of ministry here on the earth, and as he approached Jerusalem, the crowds spread palm branches and even placed their own garments on the path before him as he proceeded riding on the colt of a donkey. The crowds were crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." These crowds, only days later, would become the very people that were calling for his execution. Jesus would be crucified and be triumphant over death and sin, which was evidenced in his resurrection, which we will celebrate next Sunday. Hosanna literally means to save now. And the crowds were calling and they were beseeching Jesus for their salvation. They expected him to do something about their desperate situation. In these exclamations of Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the people acknowledged Jesus as the promised Messiah. Jesus, the Messiah, was going to change their fortunes, is what they thought. And Jesus was the one that was going to bring a time of prosperity, plenty, and much bounty for the people of Israel. That's what they believed. He was specifically going to liberate them from the bondage of the rule of the oppressive Romans. These were the thoughts that were held by those that came. Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now be sure that Jesus had something better in store for the first witnesses of his triumphal entrance into Jerusalem. Something better than their immediate situations being changed to their liking. Jesus had something far greater that he was going to accomplish, a feat that no person could ever complete. Friends, only God could accomplish what he was going to do. Only the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was able to do what Jesus entered Jerusalem to do. Friends, Jesus defeated death, and he destroyed sin, and he came to proclaim release to the captives, to give sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed. Now, you and I, we all have to be careful that we both don't make the same mistake the first hearers, the Pharisees, and other religious leaders made that day. The temptation for all of us is this: it's to look at the temporal things at the expense of the eternal. And what I mean is that the crowds clamoring, Hosanna, Hosanna, they were saying, save now, save now. Basically, they were saying, God, save us how we want you to save us. Change our present situation. Give us plenty. Give us peace and prosperity. Give us what we want, is what they were saying. Friends, we do the very same thing. We tell God what we think he ought to do. We expect, and when he, meaning God, doesn't live up to our expectations, we walk away from church, becoming more and more disgusted with God and disengaged from God, and we can even become bitter toward God. And then we begin to think that God caused all our difficulty and our present situation. Friends, God has something far better than what you or I could imagine for ourselves. He is a good God. He wants what's best for you, and we have to listen. We have to follow. We have to look to God and allow him to be the God of our lives and in our lives. We must stop placing our own wants, our own expectations and demands upon Jesus. This morning, we're going to see another component to what God has for us. Last week, we saw how Jesus, the bread of life, satisfies the hunger and thirst of our soul. This week, we're going to learn from the second of the seven I Am statements, which is found a few chapters before Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, recorded in the Gospel of John. Listen to the account from the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John. Early in the morning, Jesus came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such. What do you say about her?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground, and as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus looked up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." And Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is the second of the seven I am statements which Jesus spoke. As with the first, I believe Jesus was making a proclamation about who he was. Friends, Jesus was saying, "I am God." And this not only caused him problems while he was here on the earth, but it also can cause you and me problems too. Let me explain. Jesus was most likely teaching in the temple because he was celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of the Tabernacles was a celebration of how God led the Israelites through the desert for 40 years. Remember with me, the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, and God raised Moses up to be their liberator, to be the one who would be instrumental in setting them free. Once the Israelites exited Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea and spent the next 40 years in the wilderness. Friends, God never abandoned them. In fact, God gave them food and he gave them guidance. God fed them manna, and God also led them by a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. This was done so that they would know where they were to travel. We could put it this way, that God was their map quest. God was their GPS. God was their roadmap. God told them where to go and when they should depart. Friends, we are going to see this morning that God wants you and me to allow him to reveal the path that we are to follow. He does this through Jesus because Jesus is the light of the world, and he reveals the path we are to follow. So the celebration of God's guidance and providential grace as he interacted with the Israelites during those wandering wilderness years is taking place when Jesus enters the temple and begins teaching. I want you to hear a description of what this Feast of the Tabernacles looked like. Towards the end of the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, people went down into the court of the women, where precautions had been taken to separate the men from the women. Golden lamps were there, and four golden bowls were on each of them, and four ladders were by each. Four young men from the priestly group of youth had jugs of oil in their hands containing about 120 logs, and they poured the oil from them into the individual bowls. Wicks were made from the discarded trousers of the priests and from their girdles. There was no court in Jerusalem that was not bright from the light of the place of drawing water. Men of piety and known for their good works, they danced before the crowds with torches in their hands, and they sang before them songs and praises. And the Levites stood with zithers and harps and cymbals and trumpets and other musical instruments without number on the 15 steps which led down from the court of the Israelites into the court of the women, and which corresponded to the 15 songs of the steps in the Psalms. I hope you got the picture. This was a celebration of God's breaking in and his miraculous leading of the Israelites through the desert. It wasn't this stoic, mundane experience. It was singing and dancing and musical instruments taking place, all lit up with these huge lamps with the oil that was provided. Now Jesus was teaching and proclaims, "I am the light of the world." It's important that we see the connection with the statement that Jesus makes in verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." With the backdrop of the lamps lighting the court of women, Jesus proclaims, "He is the light of the world." Now be sure, the lamps would be extinguished at the end of the celebration, but Jesus, the light of the world, will never be extinguished. Jesus is saying, if you follow me and let me be your light for your life, then you will not stumble and you will not walk in darkness, but you will walk in light and even possess the light of life. Friends, I wonder if you heard that. I wonder if we didn't just, skim over that. Jesus is saying, if you follow me and let me be your light for your life, then you will not stumble and walk in darkness, but you will walk in light and even possess the light of life. I wonder how often we go at things in life on our own understandings, our own strength, our own ability. And when circumstances come crashing down, we then run to God. Friends, you and me, we have the light of life. We have Christ. We have the one who lights up the path we are to follow. All we need to do is to listen and obey. We need to cultivate our relationship with Christ so the light is not snuffed out by our own wants and desires, our own struggles and difficulties, or even the strife in the world. Jesus lights the world. And he has given you and me, if we are a believer in Christ as our Lord and Savior, the light of life. Jesus has given us himself to lead, to guide, and direct us. Our job is to follow where he leads. Our job is to follow the path which Jesus sets before us. We must always remember that Jesus, the light of the world, reveals the path we are to follow. So what are we to do with all of this? I want to give you two quick things here this morning. First, we need to come to terms with our faith. We must check our faith in Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Some of us might be here and we might be like the woman caught in adultery, thrown in the midst of Jesus' midst. Friends, we're all like that woman. And the beauty is that Jesus didn't condemn her. Jesus showed her the way. She was lost in her sin and bad choices. You and me, we are lost too. We all have sinned and we all have made bad choices. Jesus, the light of the world, revealed the path that she should follow. And friends, he will do the same for you and me today. So we check our faith. We see if we're in a relationship with Christ. And if so, then we check our walk and we see if we have been walking our own path or if we have truly been following. Then we approach the light of the world, who is Jesus, to get his direction for our lives. We seek him, we ask him, we approach him, and then we follow his leading. The second thing that we need to do this morning and each and every day after today is once we have checked our walk with Christ, we follow. To follow the light, Jesus, means to trust and obey him. It means to believe in him and out of gratitude to keep his commandments, to love God, to love other people. We must follow where the light leads. The person choosing to follow Jesus, the light of the world, is not permitted to map out their own course through the desert of this life. Those who follow the light and do not rebel will reach the promised land as the Israelites did. And those who choose not to follow the light of the world, who is Jesus, will die in the desert. The true followers not only will not walk in the darkness of moral and spiritual ignorance, the darkness of impurity and of gloom, but they will reach the land of light. They will have the light of freedom, the light of bounty, the light of truth, the light of God, Christ Jesus. I wonder if you heard that. Friends, the promised land, it starts here in this life, in this world. It's not something that happens once we die and go to heaven. Yes, that's part of it. But it happens here. Those who follow the light, who is Christ, those who follow Jesus and do not rebel, will reach the promised land. They will experience the type of life which God wants for you and me to experience, which is an abundant life. I'm not talking of material junk. I'm not talking about stuff from this world. I'm talking of a life free from the moral filth and spiritual ignorance which keeps you and me in slavery to lies and deceit and deception. You see, when we truly follow, we all will experience the light. Jesus, who brings the light of salvation to you and me. You see, Jesus, the light of the world, is the light of truth to the darkness of falsehood. He is the light of wisdom to the darkness of ignorance. He is the light of holiness to the darkness of sin. He's the light of joy to the darkness of sorrow. He's the light of life to the darkness of death. Friends, Jesus wants to illuminate the inner being of your soul. He wants to give you and me the directions to experience a life free of the stains of sin, which will always mar our being. And we all have a choice today. We can choose to follow our own desires or the messages of the world. And both are like physical light. They only provide the outward illumination for you and for me. Or we can choose to follow the light, Jesus Christ, as the object of our faith, who then becomes our inner possession. We have him, and this we have abidingly. He is moreover the light for our life. He will guide us. He will show us the way. He will grant you and me the inward illumination for you to travel so you will experience the abundant life. So on this Palm Sunday, we remember Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And we all are challenged to follow Jesus, the light of the world, who reveals the path that we are to follow. We're going to close our time here this morning in prayer, and I want to give everyone here an opportunity this morning. You might be here and might not have made that proclamation of faith in Christ Jesus, and you might need to begin a relationship with the light of the world, who is Christ. And I challenge all of us to do it when we pray. You might be here and might have your life have wandered away from the light of the life of Christ. You might need to recommit your life to Jesus because you've wandered. I challenge us all to do it when we pray. If you struggle with trusting and obeying Christ as you follow, then make today a day for a new beginning and ask Jesus to help you begin anew. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bow before you, Jesus. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, and we thank you for being the light of the world. Oh Christ, we bow our heads. We bow our heads before you this day, acknowledging our failures, our faults, and our flaws, and we acknowledge our shortcomings in our following of you, the light of the world. Father, some of us might be here and may not have a relationship with you this day. And so, Jesus, as we have our heads bowed and our hearts bowed before you, we just pause right now. And if you are here today, and if you need to begin a relationship with Christ Jesus, the light of the world, then simply, quietly, ask Christ to come into your life. Ask the Lord Jesus, the light of the world, to enter your heart and soul. Ask him this day, and friends, know that he promises that he will abide in your soul, in your heart, and he will be with you forever. And Father, some of us might be here that we find ourselves like the woman that was thrown in your midst, Jesus. Caught in sin, stubbing our toe, and doing things in areas that we ought not having any business in. So gracious God, we just confess right now we've wandered from you. We realize that we need to begin anew. We need to recommit our life to you, O Christ. We need to rededicate our life to you. For that is not what you have for us. You have good things for us. You have an abundant life for us. You have the path that you want us to follow. And so if you're here this morning, and if you need to rededicate your life, do it now. Simply say, Jesus, I confess I've wandered from you, the truth and the light of the world, and I yearn to come back to you, and I rededicate my life to you. I want to start afresh. I want to begin anew. May you pray that now. And precious Jesus, there are some of us who are here who struggle with trusting and obeying you. We struggle with following where you lead and fully and completely, wholeheartedly trusting you. And we confess that we tend to do things in our own power, our own strength, and our own ability. And we don't fully follow. We don't fully obey what you want us to do. We pray, please forgive us, O Jesus. Please forgive us for taking things in our own strength, our own power, in our own way. And Father, we pray you would bless us all with the courage and the discipline and diligence to fully follow you, to wholeheartedly obey what you've asked us to do. And so we commit this time. May you be blessed through our lives, and may you, in a new and fresh way, lead us, and may you find us faithful as we seek to follow you, the light of the world, as you reveal the path we are to walk. In the holy name of Christ we pray. Amen.
I remember when I was young, sometimes you'd fall asleep in the dark. Like my 5-year-old little girl, she falls asleep and the lights are out of the house, and she gets to be afraid. She's afraid. And she says, she wakes up and she says, "Daddy, Mommy, Daddy, are you there?" And I walk in and I turn that light on. And she's like, "Hallelujah, Daddy, I'm glad you're there, because I was having a dream. I'm going through something. I want to know that you're there," just like our Father does. All we have to do is seek him. All we have to do is say, "Father, are you there? Father, I need you." These altars are open. God wants to have that relationship with you. He wants to know that he wants you to know that he's there with you. There isn't anything that you can't go through that he isn't with you. So please, if you need anything from God, if you just want to thank him for your life, if you just want to seek him, these altars are open for you today. Remember what he's done for us on this Palm Sunday. Just remember.
Savior, I come to thee. me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
As we close here this morning, I would just ask if you prayed that prayer to begin a relationship with Christ for the first time, that you would see me after the service. If you chose to rededicate your life to live for Christ and to follow Him, I would ask the same thing. It doesn't have to be long, it just has to be. We desire to walk with everyone as they journey with Christ and as we all seek to follow Him. So just see me after the service. If you've prayed any one of those prayers, I would love to know about it. We want to minister to you. We want to journey with you in this journey of following Christ. And now may Jesus, the light of the world, who says and has given to you and to me the light of life, may He be the light that lights your path. And may you find the peace and the wisdom and the guidance that only come from the eternal God, the coming King. And may He go before you and lead you. And may He find you and me faithful, obedient, fully trusting, and walking as He leads. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, may you and I depart in peace. Amen.